one of the odd things about life is sometimes you can do something until you want to show someone, and then you can't.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little effort every day, you will make a big difference.
Tired, I'm feeling so tired. I've lost.
今天早读来自电影《马蒂尔达》。One of the odd things about life is sometimes you can do something until you want to show someone, and then you can't. 我们用美音读一下。One of the odd things about life is sometimes you can do something until you want to show someone, and then you can't. 首先我们做英音的语音讲解。我们来看第一句话。One of the odd things about life. 前面半句的 one of 连读。One of the odd things, the odd 连读 the odd things, the odd things. 我们知道 the 这个词后面遇到元音的话，它本身的元音由 a 变成 e， 也就是从 the 变成 the, the odd things, the odd things. 那 odd 尾部的 d 音后面遇到辅音了，所以在这个位置也是要憋一下。One of the odd things about things 和 about 连读 things about.About life, about 尾部的 t 后面又遇到辅音了，所以 t 略掉。About life, about life 这几个词我们再来读一下。One of the odd things about life, one of the odd things about life 在 life 的后面可以停顿一下。Is sometimes 这个 is 和 sometimes 两个相同口型的辅音相遇了，我们只发后面的这个做后进同化，发。Is sometimes, 而不需要再发 is sometimes. Is sometimes you can do something, 这里面的 can 做弱读，我们也听到视频原声哈，它读的是一个 can 的发音。Sometimes you can do something, sometimes you can do something. 后面 until you wanna show someone, until you wanna 两个词做弱读 until you wanna show someone.最后半句 and then you can't and 尾部的的略掉 and 这个词做弱读 and then you can't 最后的 can't 这个词在英音之中、注意元音是一个 r 的发音 you can't and then you can't 好我们来用非常慢的速度用英音来读一下这句话 One of the odd things about life is sometimes you can do somethingUntil you want to show someone, and then you can't. Okay, 我们再看美音。One of the odd things about life, 这里的 odd, 美音之中发 odd. Odd. One of the odd things about life. The odd things about life. Things 和 about 在连读 Things about life. About 尾部的 t 也略掉 One of the odd things about life is sometimes 这里 is 同样 z 的发音做后进同化我们发成清辅音再跟 sometimes 一起读的话呢就相当于一个 s 的发音稍微延长了一点 Is sometimes you can 两个词都做弱读 Is sometimes you can do something until 注意 until 不是 until 后面的 til 是松元音 till until you wanna 两个词三个音节都读得很快很短 until you wanna show someone 最后半句 and then you can't哒哒哒哒，四个单词四拍，哒哒哒哒 ，and then you can't， 最后 c a n 撇 t 哈，在美音之中读成 a can't，and then you can't。好，我们来用非常慢的速度再用美音读一下。One of the odd things about life is sometimes you can do something until you want to show someone, and then you can't. 翻译部分我们就讲到这了。我们来看这句话的意思。 首先前半句的 one of the odd things about life, 这里的 odd 表示奇怪的，相当于另外一个词 weird。 One of the odd things, one of the weird things, 生活之中奇怪的事儿之一，这个小句子我们也可以类比一下。 One of the 什么什么 things about 什么什么 is, 关于什么怎么样的事儿之一是。我们来看一些类比出的造句，比如说有关电视非常奇特的一点就是受众群体实在是太大了。One of the fascinating things about television is the size of the audience. 再比如说人类的思维最非凡的一点就是我们有想象未来的能力。One of the most remarkable things about the human mind is our ability to imagine the future. 那今天的活学活用呢，我们可以试着用 one of the 什么什么 things about 什么什么 is, 用这个小句式来造一个句子。那 odd 这个词除了形容词表示奇怪的以外呢，它的复数形式 odds 作为名词表示事情发生的可能性或者是概率。比如说电影《饥饿游戏》里出现的这句话 May the odds be ever in your favor. 比如说你做这件事儿很有可能会失败的，我们可以说 The odds are that you are going to fail. Odds 作为名词也有很多其他的用法，比如说 against all odds.就表示克服一切艰难险阻，那或者 odds and ends 就表示零零碎碎的东西。我们回过头来看早读这句话 One of the odd things about life 关于生活非常奇怪的一件事就是 Sometimes you can do something until you want to show someone. 这里的 until 表示直到，我们来看它的英文释义哈，就是 If something happens until a particular time, it happens during the period before that time and stops at that time.如果什么事情是 until 什么时间点的话，就是到那个时间点之前一直都在发生，而到那个点之后就不再发生了。比如说 The ticket is valid until March. 票直到三月份都有效，言外之意三月后就失效了。I will wait until I hear from you. 我会等直到收到你的来信，也就是收到你来信之后就不需要再等待了。那么 Sometimes you can do something until you want to show someoneUntil you want to show someone, 直到你想要展现出你的能力之前 you can do something, 都还可以做这件事儿。言外之意就是想要给别人展现出来的时候反倒不会做了。后面 and then you can't, 补充说明这个时候做不出来这件事儿了。我们来整理一下这句话的意思。Sometimes you can do something until you want to show someone, and then you can't. 有时候你能做某件事儿，直到你想给别人看的时候你却不会做了。This is one of the odd things about life. 这就是关于生活很奇怪的事儿之一。今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。One of the odd things about life is sometimes you can do something until you want to show someone and then you can't. 美音。One of the odd things about life is sometimes you can do something until you want to show someone and then you can't. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.